We could find out more about the FBI Trump raid today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A court gave the former president until 3 p.m. Eastern to sign off on unsealing the search warrant, which the Justice Department already agreed to.
Trump claims that he's not going to block it. He said on online, quote, "Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents." We know the Trump team was in contact for months with the Justice Department about documents, and some were turned over. The Washington Post is reporting that the Justice Department thought he was holding out on them and keeping documents related to nuclear weapons.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the former president, also posted online the nuclear documents report is a hoax. Democrats may go it alone today in the House, approving the $739 billion bill they say will reduce inflation, especially prescription drug prices for seniors, and fight climate change, incentivizing us to use renewable energy and drive electric cars.
It also creates a 15% minimum tax on large corporations and aims to bring in tens of billions of dollars in revenue through new IRS enforcement. No Republican support is expected. GOP leaders say the spending will exacerbate inflation and raise taxes on the middle class and small businesses.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's a manhunt in Raleigh, North Carolina for the gunman who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy early this morning. A manhunt's over in Minnesota. Two men arrested a week after shots were fired in the Mall of America, scaring shoppers who ran for cover. A week after actress Anne Heche crashed her car in a Los Angeles garage, we're told she will not recover.
Part of the statement from her publicist, the media rep, reads in part, and I quote, "Unfortunately, due to her accident, Anne suffered a severe anoxic brain injury and remains in a coma in critical condition. She is not expected to survive."
Ed Laskos with Fox 11 TV. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Ricky Schiffer Jr. isn't alive anymore, but there's an investigation into what motivated him to try to enter an FBI office in Cincinnati yesterday. He had posted online a call for his followers to attack federal agents responsible for the Trump FBI raid. Ricky Schiffer Jr. then led police on a 60-mile chase.
The FBI says the suspect tried to get through the visitor's entrance. Local reports indicate he made a threat before taking off in a car. State Patrol says the suspect stopped on a rural road where Schiffer exchanged gunfire with police and he was injured. Troopers say they tried to negotiate, but around 3:40 p.m., Schiffer raised his gun at troopers and they killed that man.
That's Fox's Matt Finn. There are reports Schiffer may have been at the Capitol the day of the January 6th riot last year. A former Virginia police officer has been punished for what he did.
Thomas Robertson's prison sentence of 7 years and 3 months matches the longest punishment so far among hundreds of Capitol riot defendants. The former Rocky Mount police sergeant wrote a letter to Judge Christopher Cooper accepting responsibility for his actions, but the judge saying he was troubled by Robertson's actions since his arrest, noting Robertson stockpiled weapons and advocated violence. A jury convicted Robertson on 6 counts, including entering a restricted area with a dangerous weapon. Robertson's attorney argued the Army veteran carried a large wooden stick to help him walk after getting shot while working as a private contractor in Afghanistan. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
More problems for the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis and the House Oversight Committee say about 135 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine had quality problems. They're going to be destroyed.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. 400 million doses of that vaccine destroyed last year over contamination. On Wall Street, stocks could go up at the opening bell in about 25 minutes. Dow futures are about 150 points higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.